We are learning Masechtas Brachas Daf Yotes Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines from the top. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Mesaper Achrei HaMeis, Ki Ilu Mesaper Achrei HaEven. Anyone who talks not nicely about the mace, it's Ki Ilu, he's talking about a stone. Now what does that mean? Tu Pshat from the Gemara. Ika De Amri Delo Yadi. Either Pshat is that he doesn't understand anything, and he doesn't have any tzar from that. We had before that maybe he has tzar from, that he does have tzar from a worm, but he doesn't have tzar from any words. Lo yadi, doesn't know, he doesn't feel it. Or he hears it, but he doesn't care. Two ways to learn. Either if you talk about the mace, he doesn't know about it, or even if he knows about it, he doesn't care. Right, the Gemara, Eini Yivamra Papa, Chad Ishtoi Milsa Basrei Demar Shmuel. There was one person after Shmuel was lifter, after Mar Shmuel was lifter, someone talked not nicely about him, and immediately, an awful kanya metallo, a beam fell down from the ceiling, ubizal arnica, demaycha, and it crushed the kiss, the part where his brain, the part of his head where the brain is situated, it got crushed. So you see, he got immediate einish for talking about Mar Shmuel. So you see that there is tzar to someone who dies. And for the Gemara, no. Shani Tzurvan Rabbanon, the Kutch of Brichu Tavu Yekri. There, it was a different reason. He was a Chashev Yid Mar Shmuel, the Tzurvan Rabbanon, and therefore Hashem was Teveya, his covered, and therefore he was Nifta from this. Aron Shumar Levi, Kom Mesapa Acham Itosom Shal Tamidei Chachamim, anyone who says something not nice about Tamidei Chachamim says that he did Averis, Neufel begehenim. Pasha means after Misa, even after Misa, if you say this time there's a certain Avera, he's Neufel begehenim. Shenemar v'hamatim al kalkoloisom yelichem Hashem es poyali oven. And Rashi teaches what it means is like this. Matim is lotion of like tipping the scale. If you tip the scale towards the chayva about this Talmud Chacham more than the facts, or he's saying bechlal, he's saying he has more chayva than schusim, then Yalilchem Hashem is Pile Oven. Hashem will take this person and be Mailchem together with the Pile Oven, which is the Rishonim, together with the Shom to Gehenim. And the end of the passage is Shalom Yisrael, and the teacher us that Philu Bashas Shalom Yisrael, Yalilchem Hashem is Pile Oven. Even if he says this Lashon Hara while after Misa, Taisa speaks out, Shalom Yisrael means Achal Misasai, that they're not going to get into any fight. The time when the Shalom, even if he says it after the Matzav of Shalom, still he didn't get this einish of going to Gehenim. And how do you know the whole pasuk is talking about tzaddikim? So Rashi says, because the pasuk before says that Tiva Hashem l'tayvim, so we know that this pasukim are talking about tzaddik, Tamil Chamim, and Tayvim, and says if someone is Mata their Schusim, Kaf Chayva, they will go to Gehenim. That's the einish. If someone sees a Talmud Chacham that was over Avera at night, you shouldn't think any more by day after him. Why not? Shema asa tshuva. Maybe the tshuva. Maybe the tshuva. That's not enough reason to be down the kav, tshuva. He for sure did tshuva. But that's only something with Dvarim Shavagufa. But Maina, if something with money, you can't namely do tshuva Adam Had Elamari until he gave back the money, and then we could assume he did tshuva. And the Ari Shain will speak out that this whole din is only if the Talmud Chacham did the Avera b'tzina. So you can namely do tshuva. But if he did Avera b'fahesia, he has to do tshuva b'fahesia. Al Tzchila Hashem. As some Rishonim says, this means only you caught him doing something privately, you could assume that he did tshuva by the next day. There are 24 places or stories which happened that the Chachamim were menad to someone for being mezalzel and covered Chachamim. And he says, "V'kulam shininu mishusenu," and they're all in our Mishnah. That's what Rav Shimon Levi said. Omli Rav Liaza, heichi amal, heichi. Like where in the Mishnah do you find that the Chachamim put someone in nidui? Because nidui means that they basically put them in cheirim, and there's certain halachas of nidui that they can't participate in a lot of things together with the Eden, with the other part of the Klai Yisrael. They're basically like put him in Chayrim out of Klai Yisrael. So there's 24 stories or types of stories which they put people in Chayrim and said all in the Mishnah. I don't remember any Mishnahs like that. Go look for them. Nafak dok veshgach tlas. He looked through all the Mishnahs and he found three instances in Mishnahs where we find that there's a reason to put someone in Nidui because of Zilzal Chacham. What were the three cases? A mazalzal matilas yadayim, someone who was zalzal and takhonah the rabbanon matilas yadayim. A masapach and mitoson shatibi chom, someone who talked badly about tibi chom after they were nifter. A megis daitai klapi maila, and someone who goes kenegara akaris baruch hu in a gaiva dig away. And the Gemara is giving all three examples. The first one we bring right from the Mishnah is the case of masapach and mitoson shatibi chom. Mahi, what is that case? That's now we're looking at Mishnah and Idias, and it's talking about a kavya ben mahalal. Who are yoyim ein mashkin loy es hagiras or some shocheras? A kavya ben mahalal used to say that we know the halacha of soita that if the isha secludes herself with someone and she was warned before, so the halacha is that the husband brings her up to the base of mikdash and gives her a drink with Hashem's name erased in this drink in this water, and she drinks it. And she was Mazana, she would explode, or if not, she would have even better children. That's a saita. So he said, you don't give to drink a gyaris or mishachreris. They don't get the dinam of saita. Why not? Rashi says, because it says in the pasuk b'nei Yisrael. It says in the parish of b'nei Yisrael, and a gyaris and mishachreris are not called b'nei Yisrael. They argue mashkin. They say, you do give them to drink. And the Chacham told Akavya ben Mahalal, I even have a story to prove it. The Maisa Rav, story to prove it. Maisa the Karkamis, there was a story in Karkamis, Shifcha Meshachreras, B'Yerushalayim. This is either, Karkamis is not a place, either her name, or her name was because she came from that place. Maisa the Karkamis, that's what Rashi says. Maisa the Karkamis, Shifcha Meshachreras, B'Yerushalayim. There was this Shifcha, her name was Karkamis, and she was a Shifcha Meshachreras. V'yishkua, Shemayi Vavitalyan, who were part of the Bezdin, they gave her to drink. They gave her to drink the Saita. So you see, you do give to drink Saita of Meshuchreras. V'amalahem, Akavya B'mahal answered, Nah, Dugma Hishku. It's not Peshap, you're really not just to give a drink to Geiris of Meshuchreras. But, this is what Akavya B'mahal said, Shemayi Vavitalyan, we know, were Geirim. They were B'nei Bonav of Samcheriv. So he said, nah, that was supposed to, but they felt that they were Gerim themselves. So they held up Bnei Yisrael, so they gave him to a drink. So Avad, this is a big bazaar. You're making fun of them, they make up a din because they're Gerim. This is like, you're making fun of them. This is called, so what happened? V'nidu, they put him into Nidui, Umeis v'nidui, he died in his Nidui state. V'soklu bezdin es aroina. And the halacha of Nidui is when he dies, they throw stones at his aron, and that's what they did. So that's the case of Mesape Achim Toshim Vicham. I just want to point out that that's Rashi Pshat Dugma Hishku. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos brings down from the Aruch that Pshat is that he said like this: Akav Mahal. He didn't. The hold of Pshat. He said he didn't give him to drink real soita. He gave him to drink punch, fruit punch. It wasn't the real thing. He didn't. They weren't much the name of it. They just gave him a fake drink. That's what he said. Okay. So that's the pshat. What's the taina then? So what's the taina? What's the mesapach b'tosfos shmirchom? So the Ravid, the Pirush Ravid in Maseches Idias says pshat. I'm so excited. It's kasha. So the Pirush Ravid in Idias says pshat like this: that you're not allowed to give the fake Mei Saita to someone. Now let's also do that. Why? Because there might be someone in the world who knows that this Meshachreras really was Mazana. For example, let's say the person she's Mazana with. He knows, and he sees, she drinks Mei Saita, nothing happened. Oh, it doesn't really work Mei Saita. This whole Torah is not true, right? Chashalom. So therefore, you're not allowed to give someone a fake drink. You're not allowed to do that. So that was a taina. They went sapachem itosom shmichom by saying the Shemayi Vavtalyan did something wrong. They gave fruit punch instead of meyamaram, which is, of course, they didn't do that. They always did ka'alacha. They didn't do shloi ka'alacha. So that's one pshat. That's one makar in the Mishnayis that does nidui by mesapachem itosom shal tmidei chom.
What pshat they take a drink altogether? The gerim.
The Rabbanan holy allowed to give gerim. That's Rabbanon's right. Mishmaya Batalim, I said, Rabbanon, what are you allowed to give? That's what you're paskin. That's what you're paskin. You're allowed to give Gerim Meisaita. And he brought right to them his own shita, Vadam. The Chama Shita. What's the case of Mezalzal Matilas Daim that you find the Mishnah that there was a Nidui? That's not. So Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah of Idias says, by the way, that story of Kav Mahal never happened. And the Talmud Yehuda, Chas V'Sholem, Shakavya B'Mahal Misnada. Chas V'Sholem said that Kav Mahal went into Nidui. Why? I'll tell you a fact. Shein Azorah Nenelas, I'll call him Yisrael, B'Chachmo, V'Tairov, Yerushchei, Kav Mahal. On Erev Pesach, they used to have three groups of people that did the Shechita of the Pesach, 20 people, so they shut down the Azara for three different groups. And so we had all that part of Klai Yisrael in one room, you know, it got to be 100,000 Eden. The most chashuv a person, b'chachma, b'tayra, b'yerezchet, was a kaveh b'mahal. And you're telling me this happened to him? Elas mini, that was a story. It's a whole different story. The case of Nidu was something else. Elas mini, do you, it's a Elazar ben Chanoich, shepikpik matilas adayim. It was Elazar ben Chanoich who was mefakbek, his mezalzel ben matilas adayim, which is it's not covered of the Chachamim, the Oiva on the Gzera. Ukshemes, when he died, Shochu Bezdin, when Nichu Evan Gdela, I already put a big stone on his orange, Lamdecha, to teach us to call Mesnada, Omeis, Benidu, Bezdin, Seiklim, Saranian. Teach us, anyone who dies while they're in Nidui, they throw stones at his aron. Here they had a big stone on top of it to show that. So this is the second case where we find ideas. See, even though Rabbi Yehuda argues on the case of Kav Mahal, we see that a Mesapach Mitosam in the Mishnah is deserving of Nidui. We see that fact. And we see also a case of Mizal Tehil Zadayim in the Mishnah is that type of Avera deserves Nidui. What's Amegis Dain to Kapi Mahal Mahi? The Tanan. We learned in Masechtas Tainus a story of Choyne HaMagel. Choyne HaMagel, there wasn't rain for a very long time. And Choyne HaMagel was davening to Hashem to please bring the rain. And he made a circle and he said, Loi kach sha'alti kama pa'amim. Didn't I ask a bunch of times ready for rain? Where's the rain? And Hashem brought the rain. And it was a shikla chutzpah, the way he talked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he brought the rain. The rain came. So it says in the Mishnah, "Sorach l'shem hashetach choni amagel." Sorach atal esnadis. Really, you deserve nidui. Vil moli choni atal. If you wouldn't be choni amagel, the tzaddik, atal choni atal gazrani lachanida. I would have taka been geizer on you nidui. Al ma'ase she'atam eschat afnei amakoim bois l'charet zaynai. You like ilu kaviyachol yechoyte afnei Hashem, and he does what you want anyway. Kiben shemeschat afnei avos l'charet zaynai. It's like a little kid, you know, a little Ben Zakunim who makes a fuss and he gets what he wants. And this the pasuk says, Yismach avicha v'sogel ha'esecha on choni amagel that he has as a shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he can even talk like that and get the rain. Now, what do you see? That really, that type of talking deserves nidui. So you see three cases in the Mishnayis where deserves nidui. One case is mizalz b'tilas daim. One case is sapach and mitasam. And the third case is megis daite klavi mailam. He's not talking by kavod d'kadosh baruch hu. Break the mar v'suleka. Is there not more cases? Vayika the tani Rav Yosef. We have Rav Yosef's brisa. It says in the brisa, Todus ishraimi, who's a big tzaddik, who's a tana. Hinegas bnei raimi lachilam gediyam musalakim v'leili psachim. He was mesakin that zeichel akar pesach. They should eat on Pesach night a roasted gedi, fully roasted, like Karim Pesach, which take the whole entire animal and you put it around a spud, around a spear, around a stick, and they roast it that way. Mekolosim is loshon mizuyonim, loshon of being armed, because when you roast the whole animal, it looks like it has like two guns on the side, it's two legs, it looks like it's armed. So in Misakin, they roasted gedi on Lele Pesach. Now, what's the problem with that? Shalach le'evshim ha'shetach, l'molli tudus ata gazrani lachanida. What if I'm going to go on you? Nidui? Shalach ma'achal yisrael kach mechutz. And it comes to be ma'achal yisrael kach mechutz. Why? Because people think it's a real Karban Pesach. And they're going to be makdash a Karban Pesach, and then makdash it mechutz. You don't have a base of mikdash. That's also gomel. So you have to make a gzera. They shouldn't eat any roasted, nothing close to Karban Pesach. And he's going to be put into nidui. So you see another case of nidui. And that's why these days we attack only a roasted meat on Pesach night. So the Gemara, there's not a kash from here, but Mishra Seinu Kamina. We said in the Mishnah, it's Vahar Braisa here. This is a Braisa. Break the Gemara, we see some Lekka. There's no case in the Mishnah. Vayika, there's a case in the Mishnah. Hold it down. It says in the Mishnah, about in Tumah V'Taira, and it's actually a Mishnah in Idyos also, and it's a Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah says, Chotu Cholius V'Nosin Chol Ben Chulia L'Chulia. You have in those days they had ovens. The ovens was like a earthenware pot turned over on its mouth. So if you cut it, it came tamei. So what's the eighth? So we know about Kli Cheres, it can't be toivel. You have to break it. So what you did was, you sliced it into, you know, slices. Like someone was saying, like a pineapple slices. You know, you sliced it into slices. And then, now it's tar, because it's broken pieces. The way you do afterwards, was, nos ben chulia l'chulia. You put now cement or sand between chulia l'chulia. So what's the halacha? Does that become back a kli or not? Rabbi Elazar, matar. Let's hold it's tar. He holds, no, it's tar. V'chachom and matam. Chom hold that it's tamei. And this is a big machlokes. This is called Zeu Tanurei Shel Achnoi. It was called the oven of Achnoi, type of steak. My Achnoi. Why is it called a type of snake? They surrounded him with halachas like Achnoi. Ze v'timu, and they were tamet. V'tain says in a bray. So it's a yom view called Tyrus Tir Avalaza. Any Tyrus that were using this oven, they brought after they made the psak that's tamet. They brought it for self and they burnt it. Lefanav, in front of him, talking about truma process. Ul b'soyit baruchu. At the end of the day, they put him into nidur. So what do you see? It's a mishnah. This case of Achnoi is a mishnah. So we have another case of nidur, a case in the mishnah of Achnoi. And for the Gemara, you're right. The mishnayis of breaking the oven was in a mishnah, but the part of nidur wasn't a mishnah. For loch in nidur b'masisim loytnan, el b'chof dal loytnan. But neither mishnah doesn't say. Right, the Gemara, we found three. We're the other 20. We're the other 21. El v'chav da'am v'koyim is heicha m'shkachas lo. So the Gemara, Rav Shuvah Levi m'dam v'milsa l'milsa. Rav Shuvah Levi says there's 24 cases, not that they all found the Mishnah. He said from the Mishnayis, we can learn to 24 cases. Anything that's similar to this, we can learn that was a deserving nidah. And therefore he finds in the Mishnayis a case where Yochid argued on a Rabbim a lot, a big machlokes, or they talked bad to each other, you could learn that was a case of nidui. And that you have mishnayis, a lot of case like that where someone said something to someone else, a tana said something to someone else, that deserving a nidui, kudam shu levi. You learn that with milsa l'milsa. Rabbi Loz l'midama milsa l'milsa. He wasn't madama milsa l'milsa.